Chapter 5. Light to Light. Twilight Sparkle and Starlight Glimmer waved to their friends as they exited the castle doors. After a little deliberation, the plan they'd decided on was simply that each pony monitor her own area of Ponyville and report back if anything strange in the way of time warping happened again. In truth, there was not much more they could do. Starlight Glimmer had just stepped hoof in her bedroom quarters to gather some items to take to her secret suite when she heard something outside. "Psst," Twilight whispered, poking her pink and purple mane inside Starlight's door. "Just came to, check in. Do you have a second to chat?" Her voice sounded high and nervous. Starlight Glimmer hesitated, clenching her jaw in mild frustration for a moment. Friends were supposed to listen to one another, she reminded herself. Twilight deserved some pony to listen. "Sure, Twilight, take a seat," Starlight replied with a genuine smile. She waved her hoof toward her aqua-colored wingback chair. "Why don't you put up your hooves, too?" She used her magic to procure a matching fancy hoof stool. Then Starlight brewed a cup of steaming dandelion tea and placed it on the table next to her. "And a nice cup of this might help what is troubling you." Starlight wondered if she was laying it on too thick with the friendship gestures. "Wow, thank you." Twilight fell back into the chair, clearly relieved. "What a day, right?" "Definitely a day," Starlight nodded. She lifted her saddlebag full of magical accessories for the suite from the bed and placed it by the door so she could make a quick exit when Twilight was done. She was itching to visit the space again. She glanced back over at her guest, who was staring out the window with a frozen expression on her face. Twilight didn't look like she was going anywhere anytime soon. "Are you all right, Twilight?" "Me?" Twilight squeaked, her eyes bulging ever so slightly. "I'm just fine." She was obviously fibbing. "I'm just excited for Ponyville game night. Have you ever played Settlers of Canterlot? It's so much fun, but I never win. Applejack is the champion. I just hope this year I can finally beat her." She let out a forced chuckle. Starlight shot her a knowing look. "You're sure that's all you wanted to talk about?" "Well," Twilight took a sip of tea, avoiding Starlight's inquisitive gaze. "There is one other thing that's bothering me, relating to the spell." Starlight Glimmer paused. She felt her stomach drop. Did Twilight know she'd been working on the spell alone? Did she know about the secret room? Deep down, Starlight knew she shouldn't have been snooping around the castle, and now she was caught. Her mind began to race. She'd be in so much trouble. Twilight would be so hurt. Perhaps once Twilight kicked her out of the castle for good, Starlight would find a home in Ponyville, or go on the road with her best friend Trixie's magic act. "There's just a lot of pressure sometimes, you know," Twilight blurted out. The princess sat up and began to ramble. "After creating new magic the time when I altered Star Swirl's spell, then becoming an alicorn and the Princess of Friendship as a result, every pony expects so much of me. I just really don't want to let ponies down. Of course, I still want to study, create, and use magic, but in ways that help ponies have better friendship experiences so that every pony in Equestria knows what it's like to be supported by others the way I have here in Ponyville. But I know I have to loosen my grip and stop trying to control so much, like I did when you tried to bring Trixie to my dinner party. I think that's what Princess Celestia and Princess Luna meant when they replied to my last letter about learning to let go of..." Twilight stopped herself and sank back into the chair. "Oh, I'm sorry, Starlight. Listen to me. I'm supposed to be the teacher, not the clueless one. I didn't mean to unload all of this onto you." So Twilight didn't know what she had been up to after all. She had truly just wanted to talk to her as a friend. Starlight breathed a tiny sigh of relief and smiled. "Hey, don't worry about it, Twi. What are friends for?" The two ponies smiled at each other. You're right, Twilight replied, taking a sip of her tea. Thanks. She felt better already. But there was still one nagging problem that she'd yet to address, Moon Curve's minutiae. The sense of incompletion bothered Twilight, like enjoying most of a perfect, crisp apple and then dropping the last bite of it in the dirt. But we do have to finish what we started with the time spell. It would be horrible if we left it open and then we lost track of time. Hyper boosts at any moment. That would be awful. Twilight paused, eyes growing wide. And have you ever heard of Comet Tail's curse? Don't tell me you seriously believe that silly little unicorn tail. But what if it's true? Twilight tried not to sound like a filly. Then I guess you and I will lose all of our magical abilities forever, Starlight laughed. Yep, definitely going to happen. Starlight, Twilight chided. That's not funny. Sorry, but we're good. Trust me, Starlight Glimmer assured. Nothing else is going to happen. No more hyper boosts, no minutes gone missing, and certainly no weirdo curse bestowed upon us. Twilight looked unconvinced. I know a lot about time travel spells, remember? It was true. Back when Starlight had prepared her big evil plan, she had studied practically everything related to altering the timeline of events that led to Twilight and her friends ever meeting. Starlight and Twilight had followed each other through time and all over Equestria, which had been quite dangerous. But in the end, it had led them here, to being friends. How could I forget? Twilight teased. She stood up from the chair and began to pace the room. Even with all Starlight knew about time travel, Twilight disagreed with her student that the matter of the specific spell was settled. It was of a different nature entirely, and if it wasn't dealt with soon, there could be dire circumstances. So, what do you say? Starlight grinned. Let's just move on. I bet there are a million more friendship lessons just waiting for me to learn, right? Twilight regarded her spunky student. The ins and outs of friendship didn't always come easily to Starlight. She was still quite stubborn, and at times it was hard for Twilight to read her motivations. There usually seemed to be a secret agenda on her mind. For example, even as they spoke, Starlight had busied herself choosing items from her cabinet and carrying them over to a saddlebag like she was packing for a trip. What was that all about? Twilight wasn't sure, but it did give her an idea. All right, then, Twilight conceded. She trotted over to Starlight's saddlebag and picked it up. Your next friendship lesson involves your old pal Sunburst. I want you to travel and visit the Crystal Empire for a few days. While you're there, you and Sunburst must rekindle an old friendship tradition. Twilight grinned proudly. Then you can start some new ones, too. Crystal Empire? Starlight Glimmer's jaw dropped. Now? I noticed you packing, and I thought that must be your little way of sending me a message. Twilight put her hoof on Starlight's shoulder. Don't worry, I completely understand that you're exhausted from all this work you've done with me lately. You can go relax with Sunburst and learn about friendship with him for a little bit. Then you'll be back just in time for Ponyville Game Night. It's going to be so much fun! Twilight winked as she trotted to the door. See you in a few days, Starlight! Twilight had to pat herself on the back for coming up with the perfect solution. She could focus on finishing Moon Curve's spell and closing the book on the whole problem. For good.